Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Today we're continuing our reflections on Franciscan spirituality. We're talking about the means to reach spiritual perfection. For those who want to reach perfection, the first obstacle that crosses our path is cupidity. Cupidity has nothing to do with angels or arrows. Cupidity is the avarice for riches. The goods of the earth threaten to attract and attach themselves so much to the heart as to not allow us to taste heavenly goods. Jesus himself even said, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Mark 10, verses 24 and 25. Poverty, for its part, makes us much more disposed to receive the gospel, the good news. It helps to free our hearts from earthly attachments. It generates a spirit of abandonment and trust in the Heavenly Father. Poverty makes the need for salvation and for spiritual blessings more felt in our hearts. In this sense, it's the straightest way, the most appropriate means to lead us to the kingdom of God. In the time of St. Francis, evangelical poverty was neglected by Christians, but it was claimed and falsified by the heretics. Riches were idolatrized. Silver and gold basically became God's substitutes. They still are today. The avarice for money, more money and riches, is a temptation of all times. But in Francis's time, there was an awareness of a spiritual need for renewal regarding these things, even in ecclesiastical environments. We know that Francis's will was completely inclined to Christ. His spirit yearned and was consumed in a single desire, the desire to be conformed to his beloved. Jesus was his only good. The attractiveness that the goods of this world have over the great mass of people was overcome by Francis by a great impulse of love. He had always been generous and chivalrous by nature, but when the love of Jesus took hold of him, his renunciation of everything, even of his earthly, very worldly father, it was complete, spontaneous, without the least hesitation, and without remorse. As was normal for him, Francis didn't act because he was convinced by the force of reason regarding the difficulty of having riches for those who want to follow Christ. Instead, he gave himself to poverty under the impulse of grace, driven by the love of Jesus, from an ardent desire to conform himself to him and to follow the gospel to the letter. And in this way, driven by seraphic love, Francis responded to the needs of his time, which required a reform based on poverty. And embracing absolute poverty also satisfied his nostalgia for the infinite. He embraced poverty as Jesus lived it in the Gospels and as an integral approach to the gospel, which is required. And in order to acquire this hidden treasure, St. Francis renounced everything, yes, even his mother and his father, as the gospel states, because by means of poverty, and here we'll quote from the Little Flowers, by means of poverty, all the earthly and transitory things are trampled underfoot, and every hindrance is taken away from the soul, so that it can freely join itself to the eternal God. At one point, St. Francis wanted to go on pilgrimage to the tombs of Saints Peter and Paul in order to pray to them that they would, quote, teach and help him to possess the immeasurable treasure of most holy poverty, and they begged this grace for him from the Lord Jesus Christ, unquote. The Little Flowers again. It was this absolute poverty which Francis embraced and praised to Father Friar Maceo in the Little Flowers. Francis experienced it as a special way of blessing and as a root of perfection which gives many hidden fruits. And he saw it as an efficacious means to, quote, suppress all the obstacles which oppose a rapid union of the human soul with its God, unquote. Again, from the Little Flowers of St. Francis. Evidently, in the conception of St. Francis, Lady Poverty has a great ascetical value. It serves to dismantle the old man, to open the way for one's journey towards the heights of the spiritual life. Poverty finds its strength in the love of Jesus, who, for us, willed to be poor, to live poor, to die poor. This is how St. Francis saw him at Bethlehem and on the cross, and he yearned to him and imitate his Savior in this. St. Bonaventure, the great theorist of seraphic spirituality, sees the ascetic of poverty accompany the soul in the three ways. In the purgative way, in which poverty detaches us from worldly and temporal occupations. In the illuminative way, where poverty takes away every obstacle to virtue. And in the unitive or perfect way, in which it clears the way for our union with God. At every step, poverty shakes off the weights which weigh down the flight of love. Poverty then, in the Franciscan understanding, accompanies the whole cycle of the spiritual life, in which the three ways, according to St. Bonaventure, are not three successive stages, but rather they're almost three aspects or modes of the spiritual life that coexist with each other in different proportions from the beginning to the end of our spiritual growth. For St. Anthony of Padua, poverty raises the soul to contemplation and draws to itself divine consolations from God. Riches are like thorns which prick us. Poverty is like a desert, but a desert filled with joy, as St. Anthony of Padua says in his sermons. So let's ask Our Lady then for the grace to embrace more of an affective and effective life of poverty, as she herself lived when she was in exile on this earth. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.